brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hour number two of Worldwide Transmission. Paul Joseph Watson's our guest in the next segment. Fox guarding the henhouse, ex-Goldman Sachs exec to oversee bailout. This is finally waking people out, just the sheer overboardness of it all. We're lucky to have the owner of this network being a 30-year gold and silver broker and has some of the best connections in the world because he can confirm what the British papers, U.S. papers, German papers are reporting. I have it all here in front of me. There are lines in Germany, lines in Russia, lines in Japan. The gold is sold out in 98% of the areas. Most gold brokers can't get anything. Gold is selling at 10, 20, 30% premiums. And that's because the market is rigged. And here's the key. This is what I want to ask Ted Anderson about, and then we're going to Paul Watson. On CNBC and other channels, they're finally admitting some of the truth. Because they can't hide lines of people battering down doors, basically, to get gold and silver. The physical market has been on fire. It's getting very, very hard to buy 1 ounce gold coins in smaller bars. Most jewelry shops have been running out, so we have a supply problem, said Kenner. Kenner said on CNBC that there was a two-tier market in gold, the one on Wall Street where the bankers continue to gamble. And see, they've been betting on it low to keep it low. Now they're getting called on this. What are they going to do? And the physical market, which is red hot and demand is outstripping supply. I think we're going to get very close where we see the environment where the paper contracts on precious metals defaulting. Now, you know what that means, folks? That's a nuclear, as she says, nuclear bomb if that happens, and it's now happening. And with what we're going to get, a massive price increase, the overall prices of precious metals, said Kenner. Also, where he predicted gold to go after the paper market broke down, Kenner said he expected gold to double in price in a very short period of time. It will spike quite fast, he added. If you had an oil rally from 65 to 140 in 9 months, I think it can double in gold in a much shorter period because the market is much, much smaller, Kenner said. That's Jürg Kenner, CEO of Swiss Asia Capital, told CNBC this morning that the flight from paper currencies as a result of global interest rate cuts will lead to a doubling in the price of gold within a short period as demand for physical precious metals outstrips supply, causing paper contracts on gold to default. Ted, we're already starting to see some defaults. Explain to people what a default is.
What a default is, it just means that somebody can't cover their margin calls. Usually you have to sell everything you have in order to cover that margin call, and when you don't have anything left, then you're defaulting on it. It means that you're...
Again, they've been selling gold vault reserves that didn't exist.
They do, and that just means there's nothing to cover. We have short sellers that are in the marketplace, meaning they don't have the gold, but they're still selling it. They're having to borrow it from the central banks to do this. That's where most of the gold that covers short sales comes from. And with the gold prices rising, the margin calls just kill these people that are trying to sell short and keep the market suppressed. But it's like a darn rubber band. It's like you said, holding a beach ball underwater. When that thing comes splashing up, people have these huge margin calls, and that's why the defaults. And that's just going to cause further calamity. But thank God we have the government going to bail these people out when they have problems. I tell you, there was a secret meeting just held just last night, and all the central banks of the world, the G7, got together, and they all decided to slash interest rates.
And by the way, those are owned by private families.
Yep, the private families got together, and they said, guess what? We're all going to lower the interest rates all at once, and that way not one currency is going to falter against another. Everybody's currency is going to fall at the same time.
And that's falling currency means milk goes up, gas goes up. See, ladies and gentlemen, it's called inflation. Go ahead.
Yeah, it is. That's exactly what that is. Lowering the interest rates is going to drive people out of the paper currencies.
So not only are they going to have massive tens of trillions globally in, quote, funding themselves, stealing money, it's not a bailout, in a criminal vertical integration, but they're also going to lower rates, which they've now done, which further accelerates hyperinflation. I mean, Ted, this is the ultimate perfect storm.
It is. It's why else would you have a $50 increase in just overnight from yesterday to today on the spot price of gold? That's because they've lowered the interest rates and they're devaluating currencies across the entire globe.
And Paul Watson cannot get gold in England. He can't get gold in England, and it's starting to happen here in the United States. We'll hear more from Paul Watson on the other side and Ted Anderson. Stay with us.
You know, as a father and a husband, one of the enjoyable things in my life has been walking in at night and checking on my children, checking up on my wife, making sure she has the things she needs, but mostly providing for my family and knowing that they're secure, that they feel comfortable every day in their little skins. They don't have to worry about the oddities of the world taking over and wrecking their lives. I've always wanted to be a good provider, and I'm not going to change that now just because the economy's in upheaval and because there's a lot of political and social uncertainty, and I hear about global famine. And I see the escalating prices in gas and food and oil. Electricity is going to go way up, I'm told, this winter. Hey, I'm not going to sweat it. I've done the right thing. I got rid of a bunch of junk and toys out in the garage. I converted that money into food. That food's out there. I've got a 2 or 3 year supply of food in the garage. My family's secure. I don't got to worry, okay? I do hope that you'll join me in this new sense of American security. Call eFoodsDirect.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com. Or 1-800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. Call them today. You'll be glad you did.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Lead from solder in copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
A new world order.
What we are looking at is good and evil, right and wrong. A new world order.
All right, Ted Anderson, Paul Watson. I'm ranting here because we are witnessing the true New World Order being born through the full financial implosion. First, they had to stage the terror attacks to militarize the police, put in the control grid for the criminal consolidation over the public. Now they're moving ahead with that. Paul Watson, again, getting into what's happening with the gold markets. Your take on that?
Well, yeah. I eventually managed to buy some gold off somebody's private collection. And he told me that he paid £16 for this old $20 one-ounce American Eagle back in the 50s or 60s, I think it was. He paid £16 for it, and here I am today paying nearly £600 for it. 1 ounce of gold cost £16 back then, but now it costs £600. Why? Because the currency is devalued. Now, the dollar is going up, which normally means that gold goes down, but gold's going up as well because the centralized, globalized interest rate cuts have produced a camouflage whereby people can't see that all the currencies are devaluing against each other because gold continues to go up. I mean, today gold hit a record high if it, you know, priced in euros, which shows you that.
Let's explain that by dropping other currencies with the interest rate cut, because then people don't buy those currencies. That makes it look like the dollar's gone up. It's another sleight of hand. Go ahead, Paul.
Exactly. It makes it look like the dollar's going up just because the euro and pound sterling are suffering so much. But in real terms, over the course of the next few years, that dollar is going to buy you less and less and less, which is proven by the fact that even though the dollar is apparently going up, so is gold. That it takes more and more of those dollars to buy 1 ounce of gold because it's being devalued by the unrestricted printing of billions and trillions of more dollars to bank now, out these crooks on Wall Street.
Now, Paul, I want to let Ted go here in a minute. I want to get into something that's finally gotten the sheeple to look up from grazing to witness the wolves around them. The fact that not only is the former head of Goldman Sachs, who has hundreds of millions invested in it, giving himself billions now publicly, running it, he now has hired his assistant to dole out the money to him. I mean, this is just totally criminal, violates a whole bunch of federal laws, but it's like McCain goes to England, goes to Lord Rothschild's house, raises millions of dollars, every dollar of it a felony, and then the FBI just stands down. I mean, they are practicing criminality in front of us. They just don't care. So I want to get into that, but Ted, you've got a gold offer. You have francs. You have some other coins. I talked to other gold dealers yesterday. I didn't just believe the newspapers or you, though I believed you. I called four other gold dealers yesterday, and they said, we're gone. We don't have eagles. We don't have francs. We don't have anything you could get. It's gone. We've got collector coins for $2,000 an ounce. We've got collector coins, you know, $1,000 over spot. Ted Anderson doesn't just have coins that are semi-numismatic that have collector value right at bullion prices. He has it $100+ under what he was offering just a few days ago because he went in and bought a bunch of these. So is Ted marking things up now that it's like he already filled his gas tanks at the gas station? Here's the analogy. Ted already filled. The truck came, and let's say he paid $2 a gallon for the gas. And then he's going to mark it up to $2.30, so he has money to, you know, run his little business and pay his employees and have the lights on. Now, gas just jumped to $3 a gallon. But is Ted marking that up to make a profit because he bought the gas early? No. He's leaving it in the tank at the price he bought it and passing on 70 cents a gallon savings. It's basically the analogy that fits with the numbers. Ted, is that accurate?
Yeah, that's exactly how it works. I've locked in, and I've got the ability to sell it at the price I do because I've locked in. And a lot of dealers will move their prices up right away, and perhaps I should too. But, you know, the main thing is right now we've got a lot of people that are listening to this. Everybody knows they need to own gold. They're all scraping to liquidate whatever it is they have to get it. We've got phones ringing off the hook, just like everybody else has. And I apologize if you can't get through. There was one point in time I know that we filled up. We got like 36 trunks where we can take simultaneously 36 calls. And I think they all were filled at one moment, you know, and that's, we're working on getting more of that too. But I tell you, at this particular time, I mean, it is as obvious as, you know, I mean, you got a nose on your face. You also better have gold in your pocket. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's just the way it is right now at this time. You've got the central banks of the world simultaneously trying to drop the interest rates to hide the fact that one currency is falling against the other. And then the commodity prices come up $100 an ounce just from Monday to today. And I've got something that I picked up last Friday, and I'm offering it to you at Friday's price, and I can hold on to this for just a very short period of time, and then I'm going to have to raise my prices because I've sold out, and now I got to go into the marketplace and, you know, and secure new positions, which I'm always trying to do. But I can tell you right now, there's so much trouble going on in the marketplace that anybody that has any assets and any paper investment at this particular time, you better take a darn serious look at it because it's going to hit everything. It's going to hit your stocks. By the way, right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 215 points. We're almost at 9,000 right now.
And it was down, what, 500 yesterday?
Yeah. And last Monday, they were afraid that it might drop below 10. Now it's dropping below 9. Where do you suppose the bottom is? Are we going to be looking at a $2,000 down?
Who are the only people that were exactly right years before about exactly when it would happen and how it would happen? Us. And I even had a lot of economists on who said, no, this will happen in a year or two. And I said, no, it's happening sooner. And it's going to get, folks, the enemy is moving on us. You can see it. I can't believe other people can't see it. Look, I want to get into all this other financial news, but bottom line, Ted, tell them the gold coins you've got.
Again, what we have right now, we have the $10 Indians and the $10 Liberties, same prices I offered them to you guys on Monday. And currently right now, let me just pull that up real quick. They are currently right now at $6.73 for the Indian, and the Liberty coin right now is trading at, hang on a second, it is $653. So $6.73 and $6.53. We also have the British Sovereign, and they did inch up just a little bit. It's like $4 a coin, and they're at $2.39, and the francs are at $1.94. I was offering those for $1.90 on Monday. Most places can't get them at all. And here's another thing.
Now, Ted, in a few days if this continues, those are going to be $100 a piece more.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. And then you get back to the walk-in or the Franklin halves. I've got the Franklin halves at the same price. They're at $8.70. And that's the same price it was last Friday. Silver's going up too. The value of the currency is going down.
Look, bottom line, you got gold, you got silver, and you're literally just paying your brokers to do the transaction. Folks, Ted Anderson wants to do business with you. Give him a call. He's got gold and silver right now. 1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. The brokers are there right now to take your call, to answer your questions, to take your order. Ted, how long, because this is even better than the deal you offered 2 weeks ago.
This comes out to be the best deal I've ever offered.
Yeah,
I mean, there was one time that gold ran up that $85, but now gold is up
over 100.
Yeah, right, exactly.
So, Ted, I'm asking you then, yeah, over 920. I'm asking you, how long can you hold this? Because I know you lost a lot of money 2 weeks ago.
Well, I'm going to hold it through all the way to the end of the day. If I have to buy something, pay more for it, and sell it for less, I will. But I'm going to keep it right up through midnight. So if you want to pick up this deal, call us at 1-800-686-2237. You know, get it for yourself. Put it away for your kids. Have some gold and silver.
I love hurting the New World Order. I mean, look, not only is everything we're saying coming true, we happen to have the gold and nobody else does, for all intents and purposes. 800-686-2237. Ted, thank you.
Thanks a lot, Alex.
They'll be there till midnight. Okay, this section and the next section, we're going to let Paul go because I got a bunch of other news I want to cover. But, Paul, let's go ahead and get into the flagrantness. This article you wrote, Fox guarding the hen house, ex-Goldman Sachs exec to oversee bailout.
Oh, yeah, and this is the Neil Cash and Carry guy, as they've jokingly named him, who was the CEO of Goldman Sachs and is now being appointed to oversee the bailout, which will primarily benefit banks like Goldman Sachs, of course, which Hank Paulson was a former head of Goldman Sachs in 2006. So conflict, as I wrote in the article, you know, conflict of interest doesn't even come close. It is the fox guarding the hen house. And as you told me yesterday, even the hardline neocons who would just blindly support anything that the Bush administration did are up in arms about this. So that shows you that it's really becoming that blatant that even those kind of Kool-Aid drinking neocons are furious about it.
Well, you know, the point I hear from local neocons is their mouths hanging open. They're like, does the government not care about anything? Are they completely criminal? And the callers all call in and agree. Yes, folks, they're criminal. They've already done enough to be locked up in prison for a trillion years. So they're going for broke. Don't you understand that? And they got a bunch of militarized, brainwashed cops and military. We're in deep trouble, Paul.
Yeah, and what it represents is, I mean, we've got an article on prisonplanet.com today, which is about Operation Bernhardt, which was a Nazi act of war against Britain in 1942, during which they used Jewish prisoners to counterfeit hundreds of millions of dollars worth of British pounds and flood the British economy with this counterfeit money. And, eventually the British pound lost its status as world reserve currency. It was an act of economic warfare, and it's exactly what we see the Federal Reserve and the bankers doing to America today, flooding the economy with what, to all intents and purposes, is counterfeit.
Well, let's
money.
Be clear. They're flooding it to themselves while it still has some value in buying real assets while leaving us holding the bag to pay it back in taxes. It is enslavement. Stay there, Paul. Let's talk more about this on the other side. Stay with us.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
ProSpy.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, hidden safes, and much more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker. The RFID tags in ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. RFID blocker is available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com also carries a wide variety of night vision cameras and scopes to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to face any situation. Don't forget to order your personal security devices and shop for so much more. Go to ProSpy.com. ProSpy.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're here live. I got an easy job. All I do is read government documents and track their history, study their M.O., and I come on air and I tell you like it is. And then everybody watches it unfold. The enemy will be defeated. Later in the show, I'm going to talk about how we can do that. In fact, I don't think I'll even take calls. I think I'm going to talk for 2+ hours just on the enemy operation. And that is the solution. Knowing the enemy operation. Knowing who the enemy is half the battle. The true enemy. In warfare, it's not as easy as we were taught, to identify the enemy. But once they've been identified, they can be defeated. Paul, why do you think the establishment doesn't care? They could have, you know, appointed some other globalist crony to hand out the trillions, and it's $5 trillion, not $700, $800 billion, to themselves. Why hire a guy that looks like Lex Luthor, just like Paulson, who even has the last name Cash and Carry? I mean, you can't make this stuff up. Again, it's just so over the top because they don't care.
That's right, because they're so obsessed with centralizing power into the people who they can trust will dole out the ill-gotten gains of the bailout amongst themselves. And, I mean, talk about flooding the money supply. Did you know that definition of hyperinflation, as it was in the Weimar Republic before Nazi Germany, is inflation over 3 years approaching 100%. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but when you do your weekly shopping at the grocery store, how much does, for example, a pint or a gallon of milk cost now compared to 3 years ago? In many cases, it's 100% more. So the real rate of inflation is being kept down. But, I mean, the elite don't care because they know that the worse it gets, the more people call for draconian solutions.
Well, also, Walmart admits they will lose money on milk and eggs and butter and staples to run ads to suck people in because they're a global combine and they get all the poison food from China. They will do that just to put their competition out of business.
Exactly. They don't care. And, I mean, Alex, I used to feed myself on 50 pounds, and it lasted me 2 weeks. This was in 2003. I'm now spending 130 pounds a week. So it's gone from 25 pounds a week to 130 pounds a week in the space of 5 years.
Well, I know that England has really high food prices because of importation, so inflation hurts you there even more. What is happening with your poorer population? I know here you see good-looking families homeless now. You know,
well,
it's not the normal wino.
Well, they're just caked in mountains and mountains of debt. They still get sent credit cards through the post. So that's what they're living on. I mean, what's surprising?
Because the bankers take that credit card debt and call it an asset and then sell it to other investors. That means your mayor who sells your pension fund into it, it's a way to steal it. Go ahead and laugh, government people. You're going to get everything you want. Go ahead, Paul.
Exactly. But obviously the overarching agenda is what they've called for all along, which is it's what Gordon Brown called a quote, a new global financial order. To supersede the institutions created after World War II. And you mentioned Peter Mandelson earlier. He recently argued that global solutions are needed because, quote, the machinery of global economic governance barely exists, adding it's the time for a Bretton Woods of this century. And this was in a Telegraph article saying, you know, we need a global economic policy.
Yeah, he's saying our world government is embryonic. It's time for it to go prime time.
Right, because the usual lungs behind the March for World Government, the UN and the IMF and the World Bank, they've kind of used up their political capital now. People,
by the
know
way,
what
50 years
about.
Ago they said that. It's like shark teeth. It builds it, and then later they come out with new institutions.
Yeah, they have to supersede their own corrupt institutions because people know what they're all about, and they create the crises to get the pretext to do that. And the article added that opinion is now hardening around the case for a new global architecture to enforce rules that ensure lessons are learned. So this is a call for a new global economic policeman.
And the media is saying we're spoiled and evil in Europe and the United States, the UK and Australia, and now we're going to be punished. No, I mean, we are slobs. It is true. But the globalists premeditatedly engineered this.
Right.
Watson, five more minutes on the other side, and I'm going to let you get back to writing articles. I know you want to tear away to do that, but other key points you want to add along this key article you've written that's up on prisonplanet.com that everybody needs to read. The public knows the government's lying. They just don't understand it's not the government. It's a private, corporate, military coup. Bankers want world economic government to solve financial crisis they created.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about the newest hydrogen technology available. GasFreedom is an affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil companies don't want you to know. Learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car and experience the most powerful hydrogen cells available. Visit gasfreedom.info and receive $59.95 off of your order by using coupon code GCN. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Crime syndicate's activities as they militarily, economically, psychologically, spiritually attack the world population, viciously and publicly setting the precedent to commit any crimes they wish, just like the Caesars of old. We'll be right back. All right, closing out with Paul Watson. Then I want to get into the other news and cover what the New World Order is. And break down ways to stop them, ways to turn this around. Key information coming up. Paul, so much else is happening with this economic takeover. It's stated, it's obvious, it's in their own documents, and it totally freaks me out that even a lot of the alternative media, you know, it's quaint. They like to imagine this is by accident when it's in the IMF World Bank documents, it's in the Trilateral Commission plans, it's what they've done in third world country after third world country. They're consolidating all the power under themselves. They premeditatedly got ready with the military and police. The whole thing's a setup, stated, and that's the key message that we've got to get out to people.
Exactly. I mean, to know that it was staged, all you have to do is look at the solutions that they're offering. And in every single case, it's centralization of power into fewer hands. And, you know, if the same people offering that solution caused the problem in the first place, then you know that it was staged. These things don't happen by accident. You don't get the global banks coordinating a rate cut of 50 points on the same day by accident, do you? They met beforehand to agree on it. So this is not by accident, and, you know, we're going to reap the consequences of it while the bankers
can
sleep well in the knowledge that they'll still get their bonuses from Mr. Cash and Carry.
Well, the public is mad thinking that this is just going to be paid back in taxes, but that they're getting some of it. You're getting none of it, folks. I mean, this is all going in to fund the New World Order, and they're saying openly that it'll be a world government run by the private banking families. You will pay taxes to them. That is stated.
And you will pay the carbon tax as well. That's another key element of it, creating the post-industrial revolution, which Barroso called for. It's about making sure people have no disposable income whatsoever, that they live on a near subsistence breadline level.
People better watch Daniel Estulin in Endgame breaking it all down. We didn't just come on the air and say this, and I'm not. People need to listen to us. Look, this show and what you do, and we all need to be respected. We have told people exactly what's going on, and people better pay attention to it. I know they are, but look, I mean, this only gets worse from here unless we turn this around. Paul, what are your ideas on ways to turn this around?
Well, expose who's behind it and try and seize back the reins of control. Obviously, Ron Paul is behind the move to abolish the Fed, and that would be a start. But it's just getting past, as you said, this myopia that this has all happened by accident and somehow it's a big failure for the elite. Which
yeah, that's the case. How did we on this show predict it exactly as it would happen years ago?
Right. And another thing you asked before was about, you know, how are poor people getting by when you've got inflation, food inflation so high. Well, you notice when oil went up to 145, they said, oh, this is the reason for food inflation. This is why you're paying 50, 100% more, because certainly in the UK, it takes a lot of oil to get all the food over here.
And that was an overlay contributor, but not all of it.
Yeah, and now oil's come back down again to $80 or $90 a barrel. And what's happened to the food prices? They remain the same or even gone up. But it's still possible to get food quite cheap in the supermarket in Britain if it's the MSG-laden crap that gives you cancer. So that's the option that they're giving people. Meanwhile, if you want to get free-range eggs or free-range chicken, you're paying upwards of $12, $14 just to get that. So that, you know, they'll make the MSG laden crap available for a cheap price. So
look, you can get a big old slab of slimy, crap tasting chicken, of you know, 6, 7, 8 breasts for like $5. But if you want two juicy, delicious, healthy, that taste totally different, free range organic chicken, it's like $15 for two chicken breasts.
Exactly. I mean, here you can get. Basically, it's £3 for 12 free-range eggs, but if you get the battery-farmed eggs, it's £1. So they're giving people that option, but, I mean, it's going to lead to widespread health problems if people are eating this crap. But obviously, they don't
radiating the crud meat. They spray it with live viruses. And do not laugh. Write down in your notepad, cops driving along in their cars, meat sprayed with viruses. They spray it with viruses that then, quote, eat deadly bacteria. But what really makes you sick with those bacteria is their excretia, their excrement. That's what's toxic. That's what hurts you. So It doesn't. Oh, it's unbelievable, Paul.
Right, and there's another report today about pesticides linked to brain cancer. There was one yesterday about pesticides and chemicals being used in white sugar that
And now you cannot buy gum in a regular supermarket, forget a small store, that doesn't have aspartame in it, which big, huge reports coming out admitting massive brain damage. That's why 25-year-olds are getting Alzheimer's now. I mean, we are under scientific blast attack.
Yeah, tell me about it. I mean, I have to mail order my gum off the internet in bulk. I have to mail order toothpaste off the internet because they're removing the non-fluoride from the supermarkets. And then you get stuff, reports like, you know, St. John's wort plant as effective as Prozac, but the EU and the Codex Alimentarius are trying to ban these things. And, you know, I've got 4,200% vitamin C. I wonder how long it is before they ban that. The real things that help people have good health are under attack while the crap is being marketed to them.
But the government loves us, Paul. They want to help us.
I'm sure they do. With their carbon credits.
Well, that's why we need more people listening to the show, more people visiting PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, because we understand what's happening. Our guests know what's happening. We are telling people the truth. I'm sorry it's not a happy reality, but we didn't make this reality. We've been trying to fight it. And throughout history, tyrants will go as far as the public lets them. And people can't believe what's happening now. You ain't seen nothing yet, folks. They are going to make all of this. We told you about martial law plans, and then not with a bang, but with a whimper. Congressman, go on TV, come on the show and say, we were told blood in the streets, martial law, that the president would do this banker takeover if we say no. So they're told, do this or you're under martial law. And then the bill gives them martial law economic powers. I mean, it happened. It's happening. It's in CNN. They want to use the army on us. The British papers are reporting they're going to use the army and police on you because they know they're engineering something that's going to make society break down, and then the government's going to come in and manage what they created through their private owners. God, it's just horrible, Paul. And I'm out to hear yuppies and know-it-alls on the street going along with the government saying we've got to do what they say. They'll make it better. No, they won't. Every time you give in, it's only going to get worse. I told you last week, I said, when this bailout passes, it's a banker takeover bill. They're going to kill the market after that. And what happened? Exactly what I said again. Not even smart. These people have told us what they're going to do. All we've got to do is believe them. Ah.
Well, the response to that, Alex, would be, you've got to give them time to dole this money out. It hasn't had its chance to take effect yet, and who's doling it out? The ex-executive of Goldman Sachs.
When the Treasury Secretary is Goldman Sachs.
Right.
You got that article in front of you. I'm going to take a break, and I'm going to let you go. Read that article. Read. It's a short article up on InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Everybody needs to see this, because when people that do see this, it finally wakes them up. It's up to you to move the ball, to reach out to people so they know criminals took control. That isn't a figure of speech. Real live criminals, pirates, like in a movie. But they've got control of the government. You understand? Go ahead and tell them.
Yeah, the article is Fox guarding the hen house, ex-Goldman Sachs exec to oversee bailout. Now that Hank Paulson, the U.S. Treasury, and the Federal Reserve have robbed American taxpayers of a sum likely to run into the trillions, the coup de grace has arrived in the form of ex-Goldman Sachs executive Neil Cash Carey, who has been appointed by Paulson to dole out the ill-gotten gains of the bailout to the rest of the corporate crooks. Conflict of interest doesn't even come close. The fox guarding the henhouse is a more accurate summation, and the fact that he looks like a cross between Nosferatu and a villain from a Steven Seagal movie doesn't help. We got his picture up on the article. Many people agree. Cash Carey, a former Paulson advisor to boot, has been appointed bailout czar in a move so repugnantly crony that it almost makes the Michael Brown debacle look innocent in comparison. The fact that Paulson himself was head of Goldman Sachs before joining the Bush Hunter in 2006 was not enough for these people. They had to put a banker in charge of bailing out other bankers, who can now soundly sleep knowing that their multi-million dollar bonuses are in safe hands while the real economy goes down the toilet. However, such a brazenly corrupt appointment is even waking up Kool-Aid drinking neocons and making them understand the bailout exactly for what it is, a monumental looting of the American people and the crowning of a new fiscal dictatorship run by the Federal Reserve and the private banks. And that's the article that
Paul, you need to take all the stories we've written and posted in the last 5-6 years on this and do a big flashback section. And beg, remember the yuppie sending us threatening emails and Dig banning us and saying we were creating a panic, you know, writing these articles and people calling me a fearmonger when I was reading IMF, World Bank, Trilateral Commission documents where they said they would do it and I was having a Nobel Prize winner who blew the whistle from the inside on. I'm bad, you're bad because we tried to stop this because we went to Bilderberg and I got basically clapped in irons. Trying to bring you this information, we're bad because we warn people?
Well, there's a difference between spelling out a long-term agenda, which has been announced on the record, and, for example, saying that all U.S. banks and ATMs are going to close this week, which other people did, and that was clearly fear-mongering.
And then we expose that as government disinfo, and then we're bad for that, too.
Yeah, and then we're behind the fear-mongering for some reason when that was an echo of White House talking points. Difficult to understand, but yeah, we've been on it for years and now it's unfolding, and I think people are finally starting to give us a little bit more credit than they might have done before.
Well, it's all I can do to sit here and watch it unfold, Paul. It's tearing my guts out. It is absolutely tearing my guts out, because this means they're going for broke. I mean, we already knew that, but to see it happen, to know something's going to happen, but to see it happen's another. And to know they're going to bring this thing down over the next few years till there's rioting in the streets, and then they'll set the precedent with the troops quelling it, and then, oh, see, the precedent's set, the troops keep you safe, and then the yuppies will go along with that, and then the secret arrest will settle in, and the spies on the street corners, and everything they're openly setting up. Just God help us. God help us. I it's just so, and that's why they don't care. That's why it's so funny to them. And they are just going to devalue our currency. It's going to destroy all. None of you are going to get to retire. And they're out hoaxing that, well, the American people, you know, they got into debt too much. No, the globalists set up an economy where it was impossible for the average person to not be in debt and told you it was normal and it was good to do and told you globalism and NAFTA and GATT were good. They set all this up. They took over the farms and ranches. They deindustrialized us. They paid tax incentives to leave the country. They brag. They've done it all. They practiced mercantilism like the British Empire did here 250 years ago that led to the revolution. This is an economic warfare of imperium. Closing comments, Watson.
Well, the one question that hangs over it all, with the agenda becoming so blatant as it bubbles to the surface, because that's the only way they can finally push it through, is to have that revelation of the method. Will Americans who are waking up to all this be put to sleep again for 4 or 8 years with the Obama sleeping gas method, where, you know, apparently we get change and he sweeps to power promising change and people go back to sleep for 4 years while they consolidate everything and then they start the agenda again? That's the question. But it seems as if, no, they're just going to go for broke and do it all as soon as possible anyway.
Well, either way, you got the old good old boy overseeing the takeover, or even better, the blackface running martial law while the troops machine gun inner city people. And, well, he had to do it. I mean, it's just totally disgusting. Right out of central casting. Well,
exactly, but I think the neoliberal method of getting things done is always, it takes longer to get done, but it's always more successful in the long term. So it remains to be seen if they go down that method, go down that route.
Absolutely. Well, Paul Watson, create that giant section of See We Told You So. You know, we need to have a major mobilization of the listeners to get the message out that this was engineered by design and explain it to people. It's very simple, and the people need to know. And they need to understand the bailout is a banker martial law takeover. And still, no one is reporting what was on C-SPAN, that the Congress was told martial law. That is the biggest news. I mean, politically, that's bigger than 9/11 for what that really means. That means we're in it now. That's why the government is so criminal. That's why they don't care. They've been given corporate marching orders, and they are implementing it. They are doing it. They are moving forward, come hell or high water. And the police and military and government bureaucrats and everybody carrying this out, you are destroying yourselves. I know you were taught you were the elite, and it was the state against the people, and you were the guardians of the system. This is the death of the system and the birth of something far worse. Just understand that. And know that when you are living far below the poverty line as government minions, remember, you did it to yourself. But, you know, the cops are out there even more in Austin, squeezing, writing tickets for the smallest of reasons now, just everywhere raising money for themselves. And folks, as the economy gets worse and worse, they're going to squeeze you. And who's going to be punished is those that saved and didn't get into debt. You're going to be squeezed. They're going to seize your assets. The IRS is bulking up to get really vicious and mean. And now, those of you that have served the system, you're going to find out what tyranny really is. So get ready for it. Paul Watson, thanks for spending time with us.
Thanks, Alex.
Check out his information at PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com, InfoWars.net, JonesReport.com, TruthNews.us. All right, I got to compose myself, focus, and try to do a major controlled treatise on the New World Order.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job. How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings account? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665, and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism comes a story about two people who are faced with a challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
Her face was every face I've ever known. Her face was my own face.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines, domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
The enemy of my enemy is my ally.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95.
People should look one another in the eye before they go killing for causes.
That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. Because in this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a nine, so fine. I've been on fire with Sally Field, gone fast with a girl named Bo, but somehow they just don't end up as mine. It's a death-defying life I lead. I take my chances. I'd die for a living in the movies and TV. But the hardest thing I ever do is watch my leading ladies kiss some other guy while I'm bandaging my knee. I'm might fall from a tall building. I might board a brand new car. 'Cause I'm the unknown stuntman that made Redford such a star.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us.
In school, but I taught ladies plenty.
Let's talk about the nature of the New World Order and their plan. You know, it is a weaponized governmental system by a group of private families based in Europe and the United States. They have stated they're building a world government where your every move will be regulated and controlled, where fireplaces are banned, where you have bureaucrats in your home every week, a block captain that checks you for carbon crimes. That's all been announced. Now it's being implemented in the U.S., England, and other areas. Your carbon taxes will be paid to the local government, state government, federal government, regional government, and directly to the private banks. We told you that years ago from the Club of Rome and U.N. documents. Now it's being publicly proposed. And you can say, well, the people won't go for that. The private banks are just seizing the governments and telling Congress, if you don't like it, you can have martial law. The British government's been caught, that is the criminal element of it, the illegitimate part, spying on every member of parliament, trying to set them up and blackmail them. Again, the unelected part, the criminal part, they're just completely out of control. It's called tyranny that happens 99% of the time in history. And somehow they taught the public tyranny couldn't exist in the West, which is so childlike. They were able to sell the public on that. So the public went to sleep. They said, the media says there's no government corruption. Go to sleep. And then they took over. Or the corruption's always only in one party. And now they're setting up their scientific dictatorship. They plan to, in a controlled, consolidated fashion, bring the world economy down, then remonetize the debt through a new world banking system broken up into four major regional currencies, the North American currency, the Central and South American and Caribbean currency, the Asian currency, and of course the European Union currency, and you will have sub-derivations, subgroups of all those currencies, but they're all the same numbers, the same stamps, the same tracking system. Just like we all have national ID cards, as I told you in 1997. In America, story by design. I had the federal documents. I show them. I read them on screen. But it still says Texas driver's license, New York driver's license. But it's federalized, a federal number in a federal database. Comprende? Adios, freedom. And now they admit that's what it is. Again, I'm no genius. I just read the executive order. Signed in 93 by Herr Clinton. And continued by every president. They disagree on rhetoric, but the program is exactly the same. Always getting worse. So I'm going to break down what the New World Order is, what it's going to look like, and where this financial crisis is going, and then how we can counter them. Now, if I get into too many details, as I've done this many times in piece here, piece there, I want to just basically state the program and then go back over the evidence of it. And then talk about how we fight it. Because if I go into rabbit trails and detail each subsection and go into those files in my brain and cover them, we'll never get it all covered. All right, stay with me. Key transmission straight ahead.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
A day.